Travis on a boat. We're doing something a little different. I'm going to start from the head of Safa. Listen, it's no problem to be even on Friday morning, as long as you get to your destination before Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's okay to leave Friday morning. He mentions that if in your place, your locale, where you live, you have a minute not to go on Erev Shabbos, then you shouldn't go on Erev Shabbos. But the regular classic default situation is that you're allowed to leave Friday morning if you'll arrive at your destination before Shabbos. So why can't you go on a boat if you're going to end up on Shabbos on the water? So the truth is that the Shulchan Aruch himself tells in Sibbeis that the reason is because it takes a person a few days to get used to being on the water. The first few days you're seasick. And then after a few days, then a person's used to the sea, and then okay, then it's already going to be mutter to be on the boat. You need to say, if you work backwards, you can't go for it.
That's the end of Mishnah Berurah of cutting a dalet.
It was one of the very odd Gemaras. The Gemara points out a nafkamina of the fact that above 10 tefachim there's no esetchumen. It points out that therefore Eliyahu Navi or Mashiach will be able to come flying down on Shabbos because above 10 tefachim there's no problem of tchumen. Okay, so just in case you wanted to know and it's relevant to you and you plan on flying in, keep in mind that above 10 tefachim, if you're levitating above 10 tefachim, there's no problem of tchumen. Ramo adds, it's a little random halacha, but since we're learning here Hilchos Shabbos, he adds that if the raft or little boat that you're on is being pulled by animals on the bank of the river, then that's mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah explains it's because even though it's usser to be riding on a wagon and being pulled by animals, like it says in the Ramah and Siman Shinhei Sif Yuches, the reason why that's usser is because we're afraid you're going to break a branch. But over here where you're so far away from the animals, because you're in the water and they're on the bank of the river, we're not afraid at all of that possibility. And the reason is because we're afraid we're going to break a branch to hit the animals. But if you're so far from them, you won't be able to hit the animals, and therefore it's mutter. If you look at the Ramah over there later, it seems to be there's a second issur of being mishtamesh b'balei chayim, and the Mishnah Berurah does not explain why that part of the issur does not apply. It only explains why we're not afraid that you can hit the animals with a branch. Anyways, the Ramah says it's mutter. It's not a problem if you're on a boat that's being pulled by animals on the bank of the water. Okay, we're just going to add one more point from the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, which is that what you're supposed to do over here is you're supposed to be poisek with the goy in a situation where it's not going to have a problem of being seasick. For example, when we're dealing with the river water, it's supposed to sea water, so you're supposed to tell the goy that you're not interested in going on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Gimel, discusses the fact that maybe the goy is not going to listen to it at all. What's the difference if you get on the boat and you tell him, don't travel. I'm not interested in traveling on Shabbos. Now, don't travel now. But when it comes to Shabbos, anchor down. I don't want to travel. The goy is not going to listen to you anyways. But the Mishnah Berurah says that the achronim were maskim, hiskimo achronim. That's just the mitzvah of the Talmud. It's not ma'akev, even if the goy is not going to listen. Again, I think the idea is because you are requesting not to go. As far as you're concerned, you're not interested in going. The goy ends up going. You're not doing an issa tchumen. You're staying where you are. The goy is not listening to you, and he's going for himself. And therefore, it's not going to be a problem as long as you did your job, which is to say that you're not interested in going. The last point of all this is that all these halachas is only talking about if you're going for reshus. But if you're going for a dvar mitzvah, if you're going for a mitzvah, then it's going to be mutter to go on the boat, even Erev Shabbos. Again, as long as you tell the goy that you're not interested in going on Shabbos, you should anchor down. But lemaisa, this halacha, to be machmer, like we said before about Einik Shabbos, you're not going to have Einik Shabbos if you're seasick. All these halachas only apply if you don't have a mitzvah. But if you're going for a mitzvah on the boat, then it's mutter to go even Friday. And it's considered, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, since you're busy with the mitzvah you're going to, you don't have to worry about the fact that you're not going to get the mitzvahs for Einik Shabbos properly. Okay, at the end of the siman, Mir Hashem, in a day or two, we'll discuss what exactly counts as a mitzvah. The Ramah discusses this at the end of the siman in Sif Dalet. What constitutes a mitzvah as opposed to dvar reshus?